Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord presented by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading this Sunday will be taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 6, verses 12 to 16. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 63, verses 2 to 8. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. Our Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is wisdom who leads to fullness of life. The month of November is a time when we pause to think about life and death. It is a time we wonder whether we are going to have life in death or death in life. This is the time we pray for the dead and hope that they will have life in Christ Jesus, that they have risen in Christ our Lord. One without that hope cannot comfort himself because his understanding of life and death is bereft of the spices of wisdom. Hence, the mystery of the day or hour of death in life or life in death means nothing to him. In fact, based on the knowledge often derived from artificial intelligence, success is vigorously pursued and sometimes integrity is sold for happiness. However, my brother, my sister, for those who hope to see the Lord in the land of the living, their knowledge of life and death is spiced with wisdom. Wisdom will grant them an understanding of the mystery of life in death or death in life, and how to prepare for whatever comes after death. The wise man says in today's first reading that wisdom is not far from those who seek her, for she makes herself known to those who are worthy of her. And the wise man adds, "Watch for her early and you will have no trouble." Yes, my brother, my sister, we will have no trouble obtaining the right knowledge for living a meaningful, loving, and happy life. We will have no trouble attaining an understanding of why we exist, how a meaningful, loving, and happy life is birthed, and what we must do to overcome our weaknesses for a fullness of life here on earth and in the world to come. We will have no trouble when we embrace wisdom. One whose knowledge and understanding are derived from the fruits of wisdom believes that, like St. Paul, that our life in Christ Jesus is bright and does not grow dim. Because when our eyes are closed in death, our eyes will be open to the glorious life in Christ Jesus, where light does not grow dim. Thus, my brother, my sister, the psalmist is right to say that our body pines for the Lord like a dry, weary land without water. Why? Because our Lord Jesus died and rose again, and it will be the same for those who have died in Jesus. God will bring them with him, says St. Paul in today's second reading. Therefore, my brother, my sister, The death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus is in the center of our Christian faith, and it influences the way of life of those who truly believe in Christ's resurrection. In other words, my brother, my sister, life is viewed and lived in the light of becoming either one of the sensible or foolish bridesmaids in today's gospel. Since wisdom makes us sensible, not foolish, then let us embrace wisdom, uphold wisdom, live in wisdom. For she shields us from surprises in death. Hence, she enters us to become our radar in life. She softens our character, reminds us of our sinfulness and helplessness, and makes us mindful of that moment without a day or hour when fullness of life is obtained in death. And so, my brothers, my sisters, let us hold on to wisdom. Wisdom will help us to overcome our weaknesses, help us to be presentable on the day when death comes for us to have life in Christ Jesus. It is not too late. Let us not delay it. This is the time to allow Jesus to take hold of our lives. May He bless us. May He protect us. May He direct us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.